This is the Equip Podcast from Cornerstone Church of Ames, a podcast designed to help you live a gospel-fueled and faithful life wherever Jesus has called you.
Welcome to all of you out there on the interweb listening to the Equip Podcast. This is Mark Vance. I'm lead pastor at Cornerstone Church. I am joined by two special guests that need no introduction, but because this is a podcast, I'm going to give them one. I have joining me Graham Spruill. Is that the best way to pronounce your last name, Graham?
Yeah, that's a great pronunciation.
Okay. So are there any alternate pronunciations to that last name?
You know, it is kind of a strange, people are tempted oftentimes to switch the R and the U, so it's Spruill, or some people are tempted to make it multiple syllables, so then it's Spruill, but you're really just one syllable, it's just Spruill.
I guess okay, technically so we got maybe Graham.
Anyways.
Graham Spruill, and we have another person with a name that you need to get right. Hannah Beth Gilbert. Absolutely. Not Hannah Gilbert, people.
Okay.
Hannah Beth Gilbert. It's a double name. Get it right. Okay. So Graham and Hannah Beth, I'll just let you guys kind of give the introduction here. What is it exactly that you do for Salt Company? So you both work with Salt, but give me an idea. What's your job here on staff? What do you do?
Yes. So I am an associate director for Salt Company. So kind of a myriad of things, but helping Saul Company happen, helping Saul in whatever it is that he asks. And I'll help teach this upcoming year. Excited for that. But yeah, kind of whatever.
Yes. Samesies. I'm also an associate director, and my dream job is to be a Salt Company first year resident. Because the favorite thing that I do is run around on campus and meet with students all day long. But behind closed doors, Graham and I are helping lead our staff team this year. So we will see how this goes.
So Graham, HB are part of the Salt Company staff. And key kind of to note, if you're listening, you know, if you listen to podcasts for any length of time, you know, Salt Company is a college ministry that is really at the heart of Cornerstone Church. And these two are part of the critical leadership team there. So you got Solomon getting ready to transition to plant in Eugene, Oregon. But this team here is the team that is part of holding the foundation of Salt Company Ames. And we're really grateful for you guys. Really, really grateful and excited. Now, maybe, guys, the people on the other end of this podcast are listening for the first time or have grown up underneath a rock and do not know what Salt Company is. So what is Salt Company? Like if somebody, what's this salt thing? Give me the kind of like elevator pitch on that.
Yeah. So if you don't know what it is, don't feel bad. I'm new to Ames, you know, still kind of new. We got here July of 2021. But Salt Company is the college ministry of Cornerstone Church, and kind of our overall hope, desire, big prayer, what we're after is entrusting the gospel to the next generation. And the way that we do that is locally here in Ames, Iowa, by reaching and discipling, seeking to reach and disciple the campus of Iowa State University and the students there.
It's like if you bottled literal electricity. Yes. And confetti and the last night of a family vacation and the beginning of a road trip and gospel Whoa. Movement and shook it up, you'd have Salt Company.
It's great description. So that makes everyone want to get involved in Salt Company. And I mean, there's so much going on. Salt Company has been, I mean, around Cornerstone since literally the beginning. I mean, maybe people don't know this, but in some ways, Salt Company predates Cornerstone Church. So maybe Hannah Beth, give a little bit of that backdrop. We're not going to tell the whole story, but if people don't know the history of Salt Company, it's not just a new idea for us here at Cornerstone.
Well, in 1672, Jack Owens arrived on his horse and carriage to Iowa State University. When I first moved here and I started hearing all the stories about Jack Owens back in the day, starting a Baptist Student Union, which became Salt Company under Troy, I was like, oh, this happened ages ago. Wow. What a legacy. And then I met him in the hallway one day. I'm like, what? You're alive? And I said that. And we got to Kansas. But yes, with everything that we do at Salt Company is absolutely on the backs of just normal, ordinary, faithful people who just got after it at Iowa State. So we're not just like creating stuff on the fly. We're not just seeing if it works. We're so humbled and honored to everything we do. It's coming off of the prayers and the grit and the effort of a lot of people who thought, Jesus is worth it. That campus needs to be reached. They've got to hear the gospel and be discipled into the image of Jesus. So let's just get after it. And so years and years and years, 40 something years. I know Cornerstone's as old as I am. I'm 28, right? And that means Salt Company is 40 something years. Mark,
it is. You know. Well, okay. So 1972 was when Baptist Student Union, kind of with Jack, starts rolling. But really, Salt Company starts in 1986. So it is nearly as old as I am. I just celebrated my 40th birthday on August the 14th of 1982. I was born 4 years later. So Salt Company itself is 36 years old, but it predates Cornerstone, because the growth of that college ministry was where the core group that had the vision to start Cornerstone Church came from. And so from our inception, Cornerstone has wanted to be a church that is for the city, for the campus, and ultimately for the glory of Christ. It's a place where university students, as they come, can experience a multi-generational gospel family. And so it's near and dear to the heart of Cornerstone. And so that's part of the reason why I wanted you guys to come on the podcast today, because we're headed into, you know, like the launch of everything. Iowa State is coming back this fall. Everything is happening in Ames. Ames is starting to get packed with people again. And as we're headed into that fall with Salt Company, I wanted to ask you guys, give us like, what are your big prayer requests going into the fall? The things you're asking of God, the things you're praying for, the things you want to see God do. If we're praying for you, or we're looking forward to Salt Company going forward, what is that we should be praying for?
Yeah, I mean, we don't get super creative with this one, because every single year it resets. There's a whole new class of freshmen, a whole new class of international students who are flying in for the first time ever. People are getting dropped off by mom and dad literally right now. I have it in my calendar to text a girl who I met who showed up to Salt Company with her mom this summer. And I said, when are you moving in? Oh, the 16th. Okay, girl, I'm going to text you. We got stuff going on. So there's so many students that are, if you've been to college or you've made a huge transition, you know that feeling. It's like, bye, mom and dad. And now I'm just here, and who the heck am I, and what am I doing? And you're so vulnerable. So, I mean, there's so much we want prayer for our staff, but we want prayer for our students. Like they're getting dropped off right now. Mm-hmm. And we want to reach them with the gospel. And what we see happening over like this week, our leaders all come back. We're all going to just, you know, shake up the bottle of electricity and gospel movement and drink it together and go out on campus and, try and meet freshmen and international students. But yeah, our leaders are coming back this week, and next week it's like, you know, kickoff week, first week of class, stuff's going on. So it's a really vulnerable time. So prayers that we would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, not just our staff, but our student leaders, that when we see someone like a freshman or an international student that just got here on campus, and you feel that nudge of the Holy Spirit, like, hey, go talk to them, go reach out, go invite them, go take them to dinner, go get to know their story, that we would listen and be obedient. And there is nothing that beats, at the end of the day, looking back of a day on campus with incoming freshmen and international students and thinking, oh my gosh, that would have never happened if I hadn't randomly needed to go to the bathroom at that time. And then the water fountain girl, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like when the Holy Spirit just nudges you at the right place at the right time. So yeah, that we would listen and that those students would be receptive would be one thing, freshmen and international students.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I just got an update on my Facebook was like 9 years ago today. And it was like me and my freshman roommates were like, just moved into 216. And it was like, wow, that's so crazy. So it did bring me back even at a really critical point, you know, even just going into this year. It's like, oh, man, I know what that feels like of being dropped off and saying goodbye and, you know, new roommates and all these things. So for sure what Hannah Beth said. And then number two, you know, this is kind of, I know we're going to talk a little bit about June 2nd and things pertaining to that, but the other two really are kind of like in that realm. A phrase that Mark, you've said, and that our staff has been kind of chewing on over this summer since June 2nd is just the idea of like wounded healers. And, you know, sometimes you feel the woundedness. Sometimes you feel the excitement for jumping after and trying to help people walk towards healing and wholeness. And we don't always know, you know, where we're at and what's going on. But we want to be people who kind of embody that reality of being wounded healers. So that would be the second thing. And then kind of tied to that, one of the thoughts that our staff has been stewing on this past summer is when something like June 2nd happens, it's, you know, and believe the kind of intellectually, you know, and believe the theological truth of, you know, Matthew 16, 18, like Christ is going to build his church. The gates of hell will not prevail against him. And so it's a moment like June 2nd that in some ways makes us feel like we're playing defense and we're playing, you know, a sort of reaction to what, you know, the evil that's taken place. And I think it's what we're going into this kickoff season saying is, let us be reminded in this whole, as we're praying, we're going after God, going to the throne room. When we watch, you know, thousands of students praising Jesus' name, it's going to be a tangible reminder that we play offense. And so just that idea of like, man, the gates of hell have already, like, they've lost. And so Jesus has won. And so we're coming to this fall not feeling like, the prayer would be that we don't feel like we're playing catch up, or that, oh, but this is actually a reminder to what we intellectually believe when we see, you know, Farm Fest, when we see Fall Kickoff, when we see Freshman Retreat, that we are busting the gates of hell wide open. And it's just a reminder that we play office. So that's kind of been our kind of the symbol that we've been clanging this summer. And we want to continue to clang as we go into the fall.
I was talking to Graham that he was sharing his heart on up with me at one point, and he said, get your cleats. And I love it. I just keep saying, get your cleats. It's time. It's game time.
Get your cleats. Time to play offense. Okay. So review. Pray for freshmen coming on campus. Pray for healing from June 2nd for wounded healers, that we would go out with the gospel that's healed us, heal others, and then let's get on offense. Time to get the cleats. Time to remind ourselves that the kingdom of God is still on the move. But you guys mentioned, and we want to talk about it briefly, June 2nd. You know, if I'm certain the people listening to this podcast know that on June 2nd, there was a tragic shooting in the parking lot of Cornerstone, where an individual took his life and took the life of two Salt Company students who are really dear to us, Vivian and Eden. Eden, who would have been tomorrow coming to Salt Company Leader Camp as one of our student leaders on campus. And so there's a lot that we're mourning off of that, and a lot that, you know, I know people have prayed for you guys, for Salt Company. I've prayed for you guys so much because it's not just something that happened in a random place. It's something that happened as Salt Company was starting on June the 2nd. And so both of you were there. So many of our staff was there. So many of our students was there. So as we look at that, I kind of want to ask in the gentlest way possible, give us an honest sense, guys, of where is Salt at and how are you guys doing and how do you feel like students are doing? It's a huge, broad question, but how are you?
Yeah, I can go first and then maybe you can fill in some of the details. I think it's hard to even extrapolate like personally and Salt, you know, because you experience Salt through your own personal experience. And even as we've gone through the summer, it's just everybody's at different places. And the two thoughts that came to my mind is like, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's a trail run, not on a track. And so it's something that requires grace for like the grace of God, for me personally to believe that. But I also think our staff, our student leaders who are coming back in this week, where we're going to kind of have to, we get, as you've said, the terrible privilege of trying to be wounded healers as we think back on June 2nd. So I think, yeah, there's ups and downs and there's times where I personally don't know, like if you're like, Graham, where are you? It's like, I don't know how to calculate how to say it or, but I'm managing the tension of like wanting to be aware of what God is doing and not suppress anything. And at the same time, not believing the lie that like the that trauma will define everything, and I'm mm-hmm. I can never escape it or whatever it is, whatever might be the extremes that come. It's like it's the long game, and there's going to be ups and downs, and kind of like a trail run. So that'd be for me.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I'm on a personal sense struggling, but part of my struggle has been that I haven't wanted to talk about it or acknowledge it in the most recent weeks. Like June, I feel like was just kind of one long dark day. And then July, we're like, oh snap, they're all coming back in August. We got to get some stuff. We got to mend the sails. Like it's showtime. So just working a lot and just kind of losing my grip on the reality that we have been forced into, that Jesus is gently walking us forward in, and just wanting to pretend like it didn't happen. So Mark, it's been an encouragement to me when you've talked to our team, like, hey, you know, y'all don't get to pretend like this didn't happen. You are wounded healers, and God is going to keep healing you while you love on your students. And so yeah, my counselor said that I'm like holding a beach ball underwater. It's just going to pop out if I don't start talking about it more. So even in the past week, just connecting more with our staff on the side, like, hey, how you doing? Here's how I'm doing. I'm struggling with fear. I'm struggling with a loss of innocence and just so wishing it didn't happen. Tons of grief, like really love Eden and connected to her, and so I think in a personal sense, like, you know, I've been more hard on myself, like, all right, time to just get after mm-hmm. it, and really that's just not the way to do this. In a ministry sense, yeah, like Graham said, it's like, you know, throughout our jobs, I've already been to college, I've already, you know, made life decisions, I've already done the breakup, I've already, you know, had the roommate conflict, and I can talk to girls out of lived experience, and I can't do anything for people I ran for my life with, you know, like we did that together, and I am not ahead of anybody. And so I not to speak on behalf of our staff, but I do think one of the ways that God is using the horror to purify us as a team partly is, you know, reminded we have to do our jobs because people are going to die and they're going to meet Jesus. And those girls went to Jesus at the peak of their spiritual health. It's horrible what happened. And yet God is so good that he worked in their lives to bring them home when they were just the most in love with him. So we have to do our jobs. And we are vulnerable and dependent on God in a way that I can say the same things like, man, and only God's strength can we actually, you know, love on students and bring people to Jesus, but only the grace of God, only da, 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 da. But in a new way, I feel like, oh my gosh, we just don't have anything. We are right there with our students who are healing. And it feels like all the students coming back are, you know, the lie is like, oh, well, they're ahead because they, you know, I'm going to be trauma triggered all left and right. But people who are dealing with the grief side, mm-hmm. you know, oh man, what do I have to give them? But God, over and over, everywhere you look, every corner of this dark tragedy, there's beams of light. Genuinely, it doesn't mean that, wow, we're so glad this happened so that these beams of light come. No way, at all. But, I am so blown away by the movement of God, the way that he is seeing people and finding them when they're at their lowest and rallying people around them and healing them. So I know he's going to carry us through mm-hmm. the fall 100%.
Yeah. I find it similar to like when I was a youth pastor and, you know, COVID-19 hit and people were like, yeah, we'll be back by like 2 weeks. You know, it's like, we're speaking, you know, it's easy to be like, yeah, that'll be how it is. But then when you're walking through it, it's like, I don't know what this, you know, I don't know. And so I think in some ways it's mm-hmm. like after June 2nd, we just can't project and we can't say this is for certain how we will be come the fall. It's like, I know how I am mm-hmm. today. I'm trying to figure that out. And it's just relying on the Spirit of Jesus, God's people, mm-hmm. his word, and just like, okay, we're going to walk forward and trust that the Lord will use our brokenness, our vulnerability, to breed trust, and to facilitate people connecting with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking driving in just often this week, the words to the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, have been in my head, where it talks about a strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. That just that phrase, God has met us with strength for today. Not strength for tomorrow, but I got grace for today right here in front of me. And you guys have lived that experience really deeply of like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and boy, I have no clue how to hit that. But I know when I get there, Jesus is going to meet me. There's going to be fresh grace right in the moment of need. And so obviously I'm praying for you. People listening to this are praying for you. And we're going to be praying for you, Hannah Beth, not just you, but so many who I know I'm going to have some of those fears coming in. You know, we were even talking today in a meeting where we are not in any more vulnerable state than we were before this. We've just become far more aware of just how precious life is and how small we are and how little control we really have over so much of what we think we control. And so June 2nd has just brought dramatically to the forefront of my mind the fact that we are just dust. We are a vapor, and it's a precious thing that we get the chance to do life, and it's a precious thing that we get the chance to see students come into Salt Company. And so there's a fresh sense of our smallness, but also a fresh sense of, I think you expressed it well, Hannah, like this deep-seated gospel urgency. Like, oh man, we not only get to, we have to go tell people about Jesus. Like, what else would I give them? What else could I point them to? So we're praying for Salt Company. We're looking forward to the fall. And I'm just going to put this out there. I want you to tell the people, kind of last thing we'll do, if they are, maybe they're somehow a freshman in college listening to this podcast. I don't know why you would, but thank you, freshman in college, for listening to this podcast. Or they know somebody who's going to be coming to Iowa State, or maybe one of the other 25 locations where there is now a Salt Company out there. If they have someone they know and love who's coming in, how could they get plugged into Salt this fall?
Man, there's a lot going on for freshmen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. It is the most fun stuff that we do is going to happen late at night in the wee hours this week. So what I would encourage any freshman to do is go check out our Instagram. You're going to be getting the most rapid fire, up-to-date, current updates about our events. So we've got events going on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, a volleyball night. We've got a crazy Sasquatch hunt. We've got a house party, just fun things that are going to provide spaces for freshmen to meet each other, meet leaders at Salt Company, where they can then say, hey, I want to get to know you. I want to connect myself to you as you're in this vulnerable week, and invite you to a freshman kickoff, which is August 21st. So we've got, all of our stuff going on this week at night feeds into that kickoff this Sunday,
which is at the MU in the Grand Hall. MU Grand Hall.
Yep. And
what time on Sunday for that? So Sunday, August 21st, Memorial Union, Great Hall. And what time should students be there?
Believe it's 8 p.m.
Yep.
8 p.m. Yes. 8 p.m. Yes. Kick. It's going to be rocking. It'll be great.
Yep.
And then we've got Salt Company's fall kickoff, August 25th at Cornerstone Church, 7 p.m. It's going to be awesome. So even with all the stuff we just talked about, we are so excited. I mean, 8 p.m. Sorry.
8 p.m. for fall kickoff.
Pretend I didn't say that.
Sandra, you should be ashamed. The fact that you mess up that time. How many times have we said this? And the one time you have this for the world, you mess the time up. Oh my goodness. I don't edit this podcast, people. This is just a live stream of consciousness. There's no edits. So it is Thursday, August the 25th at 8 p.m. Crushed it. Great job, Hannah Beth.
Listen, I'm new.
A lot of pressure.
I have something else to say before you kick us out.
I've seen
okay. Oh boy, both of you. You get access to the mic on the podcast, and here we go. All right.
Two more things. Farm Fest, we have the most amazing event for our new international students, for any international student on campus. Farm Fest is August 27th. Now I'm feeling really insecure about what time to say.
You just talk about it. Okay. Listen,
there's a lot going on. It's like, you know, I was talking to this sweet guy from he was from China. He came in, you know, the other day. He's 17, just graduated. It's 5:45. Just
5:45 to 9.
He just got here, and we're like, you need to come to Farm Fest and pet a goat and eat a hot dog and learn, the glories of Iowa. And it's a space for all of our international students to connect and, get connected to our international ministry, IFC. So Farm Fest is our last kickoff, August 27th, 5:45 to 9 p.m. Okay, here's my last thing, my last thought. Is part of the strength for today that God has given us, like personally, and Graham and Hannah Beth, our staff, our whole church body, has been the leadership of the Absolutely. One, the only, Mark Marie Vance.
Oh, geez. And
I just need this moment to say thank you to you, Mark, because what I said about, like, you know, oh, we're right there with them. There's no way for us to get ahead. And you just have to lead out of who God's made you and what he's built in you. Everyone has just been blown away at your leadership, Mark, and us getting so excited to, let's go and run around on campus and invite internationals to Farm Fest and go do all the freshman things ever. It's because we've been brought into a place of health by your leadership. And so on behalf of, I know there's going to be people in their car, like nodding, like, yes, thank him. We love you. And we're so thankful for you, Mark. And
thank that goes you, Annabeth,
so much more beyond what I can even say right now.
Absolutely.
Got
That's
it in.
Very good. Yeah. Well, if I had known that was coming, I would have muted you.
I know you would. So I just.
Well, you guys, I so appreciate you both and love the leadership that you are giving to Salt Company along with Solomon, the rest of the team. And so again, for all of you out there, saltcompanyaims.com, I believe is the new, we just kind of launched a new website, saltcompanyaims.com. You can go there. There's links to all their social media, to Instagram. There's all the things. And it's just an exciting time. Right now, in the midst of all that God has taken us through, we're looking out and saying, wow, the harvest is still really plentiful out there at Iowa State University. There's a whole bunch of freshmen who are showing up on campus, don't even know yet that God brought them there to meet Jesus. And we're just excited. What a privilege to get invited into that by God, right? Just so cool. For us as a church, we're praying for you guys and we love you guys and so thankful for both of you. Thanks for being part of the Equip Podcast today, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.